We're talking about angels. Angels were classified as either elect, that's good, or fallen. What I do know is whatever God gives us to learn and to see and to understand, we are blessed people. If we're sick or hurting, that's part of life. And all of us have gone through some things in our lives, and some it's horrible, and some it's a little less horrible. And we have been bonded together through all these times, and I love this. I don't want to be in a big cathedral and be thousands of people. I like people who are just down to earth and say, I will do my part. And I've known you for all these years. Many others have come through here and gone. But we've had a good life together. And I want you to understand that's important. We are all the way down to page 6. If you have your notes and all of that. Angels were classified as either elect or fallen. And you want to think, well, man, if you got angels, they're perfect. Angels are not necessarily perfect. There are fallen angels. If you were to say, what is a fallen angel? What would you come up with? Yeah, you didn't do your job. You put it off on somebody else or didn't do your job, and you fall. And there are many that you find in there. You are either elect or fallen as an angel. Now the elect in 1 Timothy 5:21 would give us some information on that when we study that and when we look at that. Hebrews chapter 1, the angels were shown to be living realities with the living Christ. The angels hung out with Jesus. That's good. That's a big thing. The book of Revelation uses the word angel 65 times. What does that say to us? We got something big going here. Now I'm going to tell you, if we were to, and I want you to listen carefully, if we were to dive in to everything that we see in this text that's in your booklet, we will be here with a whole lot more gray hair. It's going to take a long time. So we can do what we can do, and we're going to do the best we can with it. In Hebrews 1, 4 and 5, the angels were shown to be living realities of the living Christ. The angels were around Jesus at certain times, and the angels were the support for the Christ. Jesus Christ, though he was the Christ, he could have obliterated the world if he chose, yes or no. He chose not to. He chose to be a part of what the whole world would have to bring together the people on this earth into a unity that would be saying something of power and might. Revelation 5, 11 and 12 was worshiping with Jesus Christ and worshiping the Lamb. With Jesus Christ being the Lamb. Jesus took us in His embrace. He gave us everything we needed. When you were baptized into Christ, some of that has happened in this room, in this place. We have a spot for that. What Jesus does is He builds on what we need and allows us to go to that and have ourselves implanted in what He's done and what He's given us. When I'm hurting, And I have hurt over the years over this thing or that thing. God has always picked us up. And I believe that God's angels has helped us. You don't see angels. You know, we have it depicted where these little wings are flying around and everything, and they did fly around, but you don't see the angels necessarily unless they are given the authority to do that. Revelation 5, 11 and 12, they worship the Lamb. But Revelation 7, 1 to 3, if you want to look at those texts, they're preserving the saints. Can you consider the fact that with the work of the angelic host, they're coming to work for us? When people are in a horrible dilemma, the angels can come in their soothing way, because they are doing what God has already told them to go do. The good angels, there are bad angels, you understand. The good angels listened to what God said and took their orders and did what they're supposed to. There's bad angels that don't want to do right, and they will answer to God Almighty, and they will be, in my judgment, destroyed. They're not going to be allowed to stay. They will go into turmoil and torment. In Revelation chapter 8, 9, 15, and 16, they're administering the wrath of God. You think about the angels being, there's these little sweet creatures. Angels are not sweet creatures. A single angel could whoop you to death. Do you understand that? If given that job. I don't want to be on the bad side of an angel. You got some angels out there that witness the Christ on a daily basis. God is always surrounded with His angels. And those angels are not there singing, and you know, we've got this thing about the angels singing. They may sing, I don't know. But I do know, when God is there, the angels rejoice. And they have great things to do and say, and they'll be a part of all of that. And God is blessed by all that. He's held up by all that. God doesn't need anything. If God wanted a, you know, if monkeys weren't on the earth, never was on the earth, and God wanted a monkey, how could He get it? He would just say it, and you would have it. Well, that's the way it was with angels. You had angels. And then you might have a whole bunch of monkeys, but could you have some bad monkeys? Do you know monkeys bite? That's the way it is with the angels. You have angels that stay in their place, and you have angels that do not. And those angels will be destroyed. God will not have it. In Luke 1, the angels was at the birth of Christ. That was a day when the angelic forces came out in a big way, the day that the Messiah was born. Could God have done that some other way? Did He need the angels to do that? No. That tells me that God wants angels. I want you to understand, though, and I want you to hear this well, especially when people have lost a child, and we say, well, my child has turned into an angel. That is not true. Angels are created by God for Himself. When we get down through the end of the study, we're going to find out that God does things a whole different way. There are things that are going on that are consistently pushing to have God honored and the people loving Him. The biggest thing God wants is for you and me to love Him. God could obliterate us with a snap if He chose. But He chose to have people. He chose to have people like us who wants to be in God's embrace, who wants to be in His loving care, who wants to have the fortitude to say, I want to be with Christ. Jesus Christ was born so that we could walk among Him, though we don't see Him. Luke has things to say about the angel appearing to Zacharias. And you know what the name of the angel was? Gabriel. Do you also know that it was the angels who announced the birth of John the Baptist? It was interesting, too, that in studying all of this stuff, as you've seen, that Luke was a doctor. And doctors have a certain way of seeing things. They got their way of seeing it, and that's as far as they go. Now, they may get to a point where they have to have some help with somebody else, but you don't usually have six doctors in the room when you have to go to the doctor, do you? You got this one guy, and that's going to be the same guy you come back when you have to go get looked at again. And it's going to be the same doctor sitting in the same chair, talking to the same fella. But you get somebody like Luke. Luke's a different case because this guy is a doctor, but he still believed. You ask most doctors about angels, and they tell you that's a bunch of baloney. People that don't have Christ in their life, they don't know what to do. Do you know that, and I'm sure you do, that when Mary was in her trauma, angels came and took care of her. Why don't they come take care of me? The angels are on our side. They take our side. They want our side. They love our side. Angels were God's messengers during the birth of Christ. That didn't just happen. You know, all of a sudden Mary says, hey, it's time. Let's go to the doctor. The doctor's not going to be there. They're not going to rush into the hospital or put them on an ambulance right quick. You're not going to do that. You're out in the woods or you're out in the plains, and here comes the angels. And the angels are messengers during the whole birthing of Christ. There was a temptation. People always tempting Jesus. And when that temptation was coming down on them, it was not Joseph who fixed it. It was the angels. The angels came in and stepped in during the birth of the Christ. And it was a joyful time. And he was able to be who he was. Do you know that all through the birthing of Christ was being bashed by Satan at the same time? Wouldn't you think that Satan would want to get a hold to Jesus? If he could get a hold to Jesus, what would we not have? We wouldn't have any life. We would be turned to nothingness. But it's the angelic forces that came in, gave power to that moment, and the angels fixed it. Now, Jesus wasn't so non-powerful that he couldn't have fixed that. You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane? You remember that? Jesus was there under heavy pressure, not like the pressure we have. This is the God of heaven. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the angels show up. And the angels take care of the Christ. Now, could Jesus have taken care of himself? Could Jesus just stand up right there and said, I don't need none of you? Could he do that? He don't want to do that. You know why? Do you know that everything God did, Jesus is God. He is the Son of whom? God. How does that make him? He's as God as his Father. He is the power that gave life to him, and the people could see that here he is in a terrible situation, and all of a sudden the angels come in and it's all cleared away. That's the power of the angelic host. Angels were also, you remember the resurrection? What happened to him? What's that song? Up from the grave he arose. Jesus come out of the grave. Guess who was there? Angels. You got angels everywhere. Do you know they rolled away the stone? And the angels were kind and good, because you had some women in that time frame who loved Jesus Christ. They followed him. They learned from him. They learned to love Jesus. And in that time, Jesus ascended back into heaven. Who was with him? It was the angels. Those powerful angels. There are some angels that are way more powerful than others. There's some angels out there in God's embrace that could destroy much of the world, if necessary. The angels come there after his death. What do you do when somebody dies? You bury them. You know how they got the stone rolled away? Angels cleared the path. You can't beat that deal. The women cried. Their heart was broken. How would you like to just be in love with Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about sex love. I'm talking about just loving Jesus. How many of you love Jesus? And the women were crying, and they said, where are they taking away my Lord? He's gone. He's gone. You've taken away my Lord. And the angels were right there the whole time. They were at the place where the stone rolled away. The angels, knowing their absolute hurt, came in. Doesn't say whether God sent them there or not. The angels knew what they're supposed to do, so they didn't have to take a whole lot of orders. The angels rolled away the stone, and they announced his resurrection to the women. And then the angels was there when Jesus came back. Second coming of Jesus, angels are there. There's some misconceptions, as you well know, in some of your stuff there. And there are people who say, there's nothing you can do. You can't do anything with angels. That's not true. 34 of the 66 books of the Bible mention angels. That stands up. Charles Hodge gets involved in that and tells us some of these things that we need to know. These are a delivery service. That's what these angels are. I like it that Hodge come up with that. Their job is to go deliver. You got problems going over here in this part of the world. Send some angels over there. I'm going to tell you, you think about angels as these flying little things. I mean, the angels were tough. You don't want to be slapped by an angel. There are those who say that angels are without bodies. They get around some way. What do they do? They're an intricate part of the whole thing. There are angels among us in this room. Do you believe that? I'm not talking about your honey. I'm talking about angels are with us. God made it work where His angels were among His people. Now, can you necessarily see an angel? Can they be invisible? If God says, don't let them see you, He fixed that. I'm telling you, God's looking out for everything for us. Angels, they say, are incorporeal. That's without a body. I don't know how somebody comes up with that and says that's true, but that's the way it's spelled out. Angels also are sexless. The angel Gabriel. Notice that wasn't the angel Martha. Gabriel is a he. Yes or no? So you got male angels in this whole plot. They're out there. They're working. They're doing. There are those who believe that angels are dead saints in heaven. I wouldn't go there. Angels are not dead saints in heaven. God doesn't need any of His angels dying if He wants them alive. He has angels all over this world. If they needed to talk and they're in some other place way, way away from here where they don't talk like us, you think there's any angels in Russia? Do you know that there are churches of our same character, Church of Christ, in Russia? Do you know they're in Russia? Well, not those Russians. Those Russians are all this and all that. There's nasty people all around us in this country right here. And there's good people in this country right here. There's good people in Russia. I had a chance to teach some of those. The Bible says in the book of Luke that when the saints die, they're carried by angels to paradise. That comes in Luke 16:22. Well, I'm going to tell you honestly, I don't care if we ever do this study, but I like it. But here's what I know. Whether we go through this study or not, whether we learn stuff from this or not, God is on my side. I am not alone. I am never alone. Jesus was not alone. His angelic forces are among us, and they're with us, and they will stay with us. You can't beat a deal like that. You cannot outfox God. There have been people who have died who come back to life quickly. They weren't dead, but a short time. You understand that, right? I had one of those adventures myself. I didn't see the angel. But when I followed Miss Nita, I was with the angel. You understand? God can fix things that we break. He can rearrange things that we put in the wrong place. And He can make it work for us through the agency of the angel. Honestly, you don't get chances to do this kind of stuff most places. Y'all are good people. You've always been good people. I'd do anything in the world for you, and I know you would do the same. We have people in this room right here that would die for us if we had to have it done. Or if something had to be done, that some part in me I could give you to help you live. We have people that would do that. Here's what I know. We have the greatest God because He's the only God and He's on our side, and you can't beat that. The church said, amen. Amen.